paragraph 5 reads, "Because of its simplicity, it should not be a surprise that the earliest forms of bowling date back thousands of years. In ancient Egypt, children enjoyed knocking down vase-shaped pins using balls fashioned from grain husks and leather. Over the centuries, the game continued to evolve and its rules became increasingly formalized. By the arrival of the early 20th century, bowling enthusiasts had begun establishing competitive leagues around the world, with the sport proving most popular in the United States and Great Britain."
So because of the simple nature of bowling, it shouldn't be too surprising that its earliest forms date back thousands of years. It's a pretty easy game that doesn't require too many parts or isn't, you know, very complicated in its play. So, for example, in ancient Egypt, children played a similar game of knocking down vase-shaped pins using balls that were fashioned, so made, from grain husks and leather. So a husk is a dry outer covering of something like seeds, fruits, vegetables, etc. And so these balls were made out of grain husks and leather. So I guess, you know, a very early type of bowling ball. And so as time went on, the game evolved in, you know, its different forms, and eventually the rules did become more and more formalized. So there was actually a set of rules, not just this random game people would play.
And so by the end of the 19th century, as you're starting to enter the 20th century, bowling enthusiasts, or people who were especially interested in bowling, people who took up bowling as like a serious hobby, began establishing competitive leagues where they could compete with each other and formalize the rules. And it seemed like bowling during this time period was most popular in the U.S. and Great Britain. I know, like, even like the White House in Washington, D.C. has a couple of bowling lanes, like in the basement.